Title: Pitch Automation on Snare Rushes Intermediate. Alright, let's level up a super classic drum and bass transition move, the snare rush. You know the moment the rapid-fire snare repeats that build tension right before the drop. Today we're making that rush feel alive using pitch automation, so it doesn't just get faster, it feels like it's lifting, spiraling, and then slamming you into the downbeat. We're working intermediate here, so I'm going to assume you already know how to make a basic drum rock or MIDI clip, and you can navigate Ableton's clip view and automation. The goal is a one-bar snare rush leading into a drop, with a clean pitch rise, an optional last-hit pitch slam, and a mix chain that keeps it aggressive without turning into harsh fizz. First, set the session up so it feels like real DNB. Put your tempo around 172 to 176 BPM. I'm going to speak in 174 BPM, because it's the sweet spot for a lot of modern rolling stuff. Now pick the right snare. For rushes, a snare that's too long will smear instantly once you hit 1/16 and 1/32 notes. You want something short to mid-length with a clear transient. Think of a crack in the 2 to 5K range, and some body around 180 to 250. If your snare is a bit long but you love the tone, don't worry, we'll tighten it in the envelope. Now let's build the rush itself. We're doing it with MIDI because that gives you the cleanest pitch control. Create a new MIDI track and name it Snare Rush. Drop Simpler on it, and drag your snare sample into Simpler. Create a one-bar MIDI clip right before your drop. DNB arrangement-wise, imagine this is bar 16 going into bar 17 where the drop hits. Program the rhythm in a way that increases density. Start with 1/8 notes for beats 1 and 2. Then switch to 1/60 notes for beats 3 and 4. Then, right at the end, make it even tighter. Last half beat is 1/32 notes. If you want a jungle vibe, you can also flip part of that final section onto a triplet grid, but for now we'll keep it straight so the pitch movement is easy to hear. At this point, if you press play, it probably already builds tension but it also probably smears. So before we touch pitch, we're going to make the repeats behave. Go into simpler, classic mode. Set voices to 1. This is important. It prevents overlapping chaos where every hit stacks and turns into white noise. Turn trigger on so each note re-triggers consistently. Now shape the amp envelope. Attack at 0 milliseconds. Decay around 80 to 140 milliseconds. Sustain all the way down, basically negative infinity, and release around 30 to 80 milliseconds. What you're doing here is giving the snare enough time to speak, but not enough time to pile up tails when it gets fast. Quick teacher tip. If you want the rush to feel like it's accelerating harder at the end, you can shorten the decay slightly in the last quarter bar later on. Even a small change keeps your master limiter from getting bullied by a wall of sharp transients. Now we get into pitch automation. Method A is the fastest and most Ableton workflow. A clip envelope on Simpler's transpose. Click the MIDI clip. Open the envelope section in clip view. For device, choose Simpler. For control, choose transpose. Now draw a pitch ramp across the bar. Start at 0 semitones. End somewhere between +5 and +12 semitones, depending on how dramatic you want it. Here's how I'd think about it in real DNB terms. +3 to +5 semitones is a subtle lift, still classy and not too cartoon. +7 is the noticeable hype zone. +12, a full octave, is big energy, but it can get thin fast. If you go that high, you'll almost always need extra mixing moves to keep it from sounding like a toy. Now let's make it hit even harder. Add a tiny pitch dip right at the end. This is one of those small things that makes the drop feel bigger without actually changing the drop at all. So instead of ending your ramp and leaving it there, set the second to last hit around, say, +9 semitones, and then snap the final hit down to 0 semitones or even -2. That last moment down pitch creates this choke feeling. The listener hears the tension release a split second early, so when the drop lands, it feels like it arrives with extra weight. Now, extra coach note. Don't make the pitch movement feel like a boring straight line. In real builds, tension feels like it accelerates late. So try this. Keep the pitch rise calmer in the first half of the bar, then make it climb faster in the last one or two beats. In Ableton, you can do that by adding a few extra breakpoints and creating a curve manually. The goal is inevitable, not linear. The rush should sound like it can't help but take off near the end. All right. Method B is promote style movement using MIDI pitch bend. This is great if you want a more played, jungle-ish feel, or you want stepped pitch changes that feel rhythmic rather than like a sweep. In Simpler, find the pitch bend range setting and set it to +12 semitones if you want full range, or +7 if you want it more controlled. Now in the MIDI clip, switch to the pitch bend automation lane. draw a smooth ramp upward, or draw step jumps. Here's a cool D&B trick. Match the pitch movement to the rhythm density. In the 1/8 section, do small steps. In the 1/16 section, more frequent steps. In the 1/32 section, you can do jittery micro steps, but keep it controlled, because too much random bend can just sound messy. And one more thing, pitch does not automatically equal intensity if loudness goes out of control. As the pitch rises, your ear often perceives it as brighter and louder. So, if the last few hits start poking out, do a tiny volume taper down like -1 to -2 dB on the final handful of hits. That lets you push the pitch without the mix suddenly jumping forward. Method C is for when your rush is auto, or you want nastier, more character-heavy pitch moves. Use Ableton's shifter on an audio track. So either resample your MIDI rush to audio, or start with an audio rush you already have. Put it on an audio track, add shifter, set it to pitch mode, and automate the coarse pitch. A solid move is coarse pitch from 0 up to +7 semitones over the bar, and then in the last 1/16 before the drop, slam it from +7 down to -3. That's the heavier D&B suckdown move, super effective right before a big drop. Just be aware, pitch shifting can change the transient character, especially on audio. If it starts losing punch, consider doing transient shaping before the pitch device, then tone shaping after. Think of it like, shape first, then pitch, then color. Now let's talk about keeping the rush mix ready, because this is where a lot of people make a great build and then wonder why their drop feels smaller. A practical chain that works in most dark or techie D&B contexts looks like this. First, EQ 8, high pass around 120 to 180 Hz. You don't need low-end rumble in a snare rush, save that space for the sub and kick relationship. If the rush gets harsh as the pitch rises, do a small dip around 3 to 6K, maybe 2 to 4 dB, medium Q. Next, drum bus. Add a little drive, like 5 to 15%. Crunch at 0 to 10. But be careful, snare rushes get spitty fast. Use damp to tame the top end if it starts getting crispy. Then saturator with soft clip-on. Drive 2 to 6 dB. This is your make it feel confident stage. Then glue compressor. Attack around 3 milliseconds. Release on auto or a short value like 0.1 to 0.3 seconds, ratio 2 to 1. You're not smashing it. You're aiming for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction just to unify the rush. Optionally, utility for width. Keep it mostly centered, maybe 80 to 110% width, but don't go crazy. A super wide rush can smear, and then when the drop hits, the center doesn't feel as strong. For space, use a short reverb on a return track. Hybrid reverb or standard reverb is fine. Decay around 0.4 to 0.9 seconds. Pre-delay 10 to 25 milliseconds. High cut around 7 to 10k. Then automate your send amount up slightly as the pitch rises. And here's an arrangement level pro move. Right before the drop, clear a little space. In the final 1/8 or 1/16, dip your hats or Atmos by 1 to 3 dB, and maybe pull the reverb return down a touch right at the end. The rush will feel louder without actually being louder, and the drop will land cleaner. Now, a couple common mistakes to avoid. 1. Too much pitch range. An octave rise can be hype, but it often gets thin and goofy. Try +5 to +7 first. 2. Ignoring envelope and tail buildup. If your snare is ringing, your rush will become a blur. Tighten the amp envelope, or gate it, especially in the final fast hits. 3. Pitching without EQ. Rising pitch often makes upper mids painful. Control it early instead of wondering why your ears hurt later. 4. Overwidening. Keep low-end mono, and keep the rush mostly centered so your drop feels huge on club systems. 5. No movement besides pitch. Pitch is powerful, but tension needs shape. Automate a little volume, a little send, or even a small saturation increase toward the end. Now let's push into a couple advanced variations you can try once you've got the basic rush working. Try a two-stage pitch shape, lift, then panic. Beats 1 to 3. Go from 0 to plus 4 smoothly. Beat 4. Go from plus 4 to plus 9 with little zigzags. That late urgency feels very human and very D&B. If you're doing Euro or techie stuff, try microtonal jitter in the final 1/8 note. Tiny moves like plus or minus 10 to 25 cents. Keep it subtle. This adds nervous energy without sounding out of tune. If you want to keep the snare identity while pitching, split it into layers. Duplicate the track. Make a layer a transient focused, shorter decay, maybe high pass a bit higher. Make layer B body or noise, slightly longer, maybe filtered differently. Pitch the transient layer more aggressively and the body layer less. The result is you get the excitement of pitch without losing the feeling that it's still a snare. And one more, watch your limiter. Fast transients plus rising upper mids can make your master limiter pump. If that happens, don't just accept it. Fix it at the source. Shorten the decay in the last quarter bar or automate drum bus transients slightly down near the end. Just a touch. Now, mini practice exercise. Give yourself 10 to 15 minutes. Build a one-bar rush at 174 BPM. First half is 1/8 notes, second half is 1/16 notes, and the last beat is 1/32 notes. Make two versions. Version A uses clip envelope transpose from 0 to plus 7 semitones. Version B does the same rise, but the last hit drops to minus 3 semitones. Add a return reverb, and automate the send from basically off to around minus 12 dB across the bar. Then bounce both versions and label them Rush Rise and Rush Rise Slam. Drop them right before your drop and listen for which one makes the downbeat feel larger. And here's the final check. Audition them at low volume. The best rush will still read as a build even when quiet, because the shape is clear and the transients are controlled. Quick recap before you go. Snare rush pitch automation is a tension engine in drum and bass and jungle. The cleanest workflow is MIDI into simpler, with clip and envelope transpose for speed and control. Tighten the amp envelope so the rush stays punchy. Shape it with EQ, drum bus, saturation, and a little glue compression. And if you want heavier vibes, add that last moment downward pitch slam, or resample and get gritty with it. If you tell me your subgenre Liquid, Jump Up, Neuro, Jungle and what snare you're using, I can suggest a specific pitch curve and processing chain that matches your vibe.